Starting Monday, June 1st, Americans crossing the border with Canada will need a passport or a comparable document. A passport is already needed for air travel between the U.S. and Canada, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Bermuda. But now it will also be required for land and sea border crossings. A spokeswoman for Customs and Border Protection, Joanne Faria, says the agency is ready for the deadline.
I can tell you that we're ready. We've been working on this. We have the technology ready. The documents are available. We have been communicating with the travelers and getting this information out. We are ready for June 1st.
The travel document requirements are part of the Departments of State and Homeland Security's Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. There are alternatives to having a passport, including a passport card. Faria says these special cards are cheaper and can be used only for land and sea travel.
Well, it's a less expensive option, and if you don't plan to travel internationally by air and you live near the border and you cross the border frequently, the passport card is an option for you.
A passport costs $100, while a passport card costs $45. Both last for a decade, but take a month or more to get. The U.S. Government Printing Accounting Office produced a record-breaking 24 million passports last fiscal year. About a million passport cards have been issued. Another alternative to a traditional passport is a Trusted Traveler Program card for frequent border crossers. Applicants go through a background check and interview in order to qualify. Despite Monday's rule changes, Customs and Border Protection's Joanne Faria says Americans returning home won't be turned away at the border if they don't yet have a passport or a passport card.